It is time. The best. You are now tuned. New and exciting.
Welcome back to Unearthed. I am AC.
And I am Nicole, and today we are going to unearth the conspiracy of the lizard people. I'm excited for
this one, I have to tell you, by the way. Sound very strange, but before we get started, I have a game.
Okay.
So yes, I'm going to time you. You're going to have 20 seconds. You guys can play along if you want as well, see how many you get. You're going to have 20 seconds to name as many lizard types. Yeah, so like, I'm not gonna say any because, like, you know, like, different types of like spiders, like a red back spider.
Oh, like species. Okay.
Yes. So you have 20 seconds, and I'm gonna count my fingers.
Oh, no.
Come on. I'm not gonna lie, I'd be very, very bad at this, but okay, are you ready?
Yeah, as ready as I would be, you know?
3, 2, 1.
The Komodo dragon.
Is that a lizard?
I think it's a lizard.
Okay, keep going. Come on, there's such an obvious one in Australia.
The blue lizard! The blue tongue lizard, yes.
The blue lizard.
Okay, come on. I mean the blue tongue lizard.
You have 4 seconds. 3, 2.
Lizard! I don't know.
Guys.
It's literally.
She got two.
Two, okay.
Two.
I don't know any. I know the blue tongue lizard. I know the. Well, I don't even know if the Komodo dragon is a lizard.
Yeah, and that's what
I know. It's a reptile.
I'm not sure if that is. Technically, it's a dragon.
I think it is a lizard.
It might be a lizard.
Who knows?
I don't know.
I don't know any other types of lizard than the. Like, what lizard do you know?
I said a blue tongue lizard.
Yes, which you helped me with that. Yes, A.
Exactly. But you know, like the ones, like the really tiny ones that, like, crawl on the floor?
Yeah, what but I don't know called? What species they are. They're, like, tiny.
Yeah. Anyway, how many did you guys get? Tell us if you beat her too. And my one, because I wouldn't really know anything about that. Anyway, so what we're going to say is we are starting a series. We're going to have 4 episodes. This is the first one.
Yeah.
And it's going to be 4 different conspiracy theories in the world.
So deep dive into the unearthing of conspiracy theories, hey?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is cool.
All right, let's get into it. So, David Icke was a New Age philosopher and prominent theorist in starting the lizard people conspiracy. So you must remember this guy, David Icke, very important.
David Icke.
He's basically the father of the lizard people conspiracy theory. So he says that there are lizard people among us. And later
I'm a lizard, like, physically people are lizard people.
Yep. So later in the episode, we're going to discuss how you can spot a lizard person.
Spot a lizard people, okay?
And like how you can spot someone. And basically, the lizard people are usually the powerful elite in the world. So like the presidents, prime ministers, even the Queen of England is a lizard person.
So ScoMo over here in Australia could be a lizard person.
Yeah, and they've been here since ancient times, according to him.
Ancient times.
Yeah, like Egyptian.
Wow.
I don't know what before Egyptian, but Egyptian times.
So meaning you could be a lizard person and I don't know. You could be tricking me.
I could.
Wow.
But to be fair, I'm not like an elite person in the world. Like
gotta leave it to them,
and lizard people, they are lizards, so aliens, but they drink human blood, which allows them to, like, transform into humans. So that's how they've infiltrated the world. Yeah, so it's kind of like vampires, in a way.
I'm thinking that's more like a vampire vibe.
They've had, like, a plot to rule the world.
That's their main aim, world domination. World domination. The lizard people are coming to dominate the world.
Yeah, and technically they already have, according to this, because, like I said, Queen Elizabeth...
George Bush is lizard person.
Yep.
Wow, my goodness.
Yep.
That is crazy.
Right. So, before we get more into the lizard people, mm-hmm. we're going to talk about why people believe conspiracy theories.
I love this. I did a topic when I was, for one of my university courses, and it was just really interesting as to why people believe conspiracy theories, do you know?
Yeah.
Why do you think people, though, believe conspiracy theories?
Because they're crazy.
They're crazy?
Mm-hmm. That's my main argument. I don't know.
Yeah. When I was researching I was doing this topic kind of thing of like why people believe, I definitely, there was like a thing of being like your rational thinking versus your irrational kind of sort of thinking, right? So your rational thinking is like more logic and stuff like that, whereas your irrational thinking is you're like basing things off of your emotion and being like, I'm happy. And so I don't know. I view this saying this. I don't know. You know what I'm saying, right?
So people they believe in the supernatural.
Yeah, so they believe in the supernatural.
Magical thinking.
Magical thinking, yeah.
That's my powers.
Be like Spider-Man.
I was like, Spider-Man! Side note, anyone else watch the newest Spider-Man trailer? Very keen.
I have not.
Disappointing.
No.
Mm-hmm. You need to.
Yes, so then they just basically don't use intuitive thinking, really, logical thinking.
Certainly.
To try and explain
conspiracy.
Yeah, or like an event kind of thing. It's kind of like they're basing what they have seen. It's something that's such a big event that they don't feel like it deserves an explanation that is huge and big and humongous that fits the scenario kind of thing. Like JFK, like when JFK was assassinated, people think there needs to be this big event explanation to fit that event of
that's
what happened.
That's another crazy one.
You know? So people
who
come up with
these, Who knows?
So they literally, because of anxiety and our emotions, it just rises because of that.
I feel like I get that, though, in a way.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you think, let's just take the JFK example, whatever. Just, like, don't you just want to know, like, who killed him?
I do, but it might be more simple, though, than what these conspiracy theories are actually saying, though. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but also the thing is, like, sometimes with that, it's like, someone must know. Someone must know something. Anyway, frustrating. So I kind of understand that thing. And also, like, it helps people come to terms with events of the world.
Yeah, with events of the world.
So it kind of gives an explanation to some crazy event.
Yeah, well, it gives an explanation.
That has no explanation.
But it's also an explanation that they... it's a big explanation that fits the big event. But it's just the explanation actually might be very small. And so... but we don't like that. We think big events need big explanations.
Yeah.
Instead of maybe a big event has a simple explanation. Who knows? Do you know what I mean? It's like... but and conspiracy theories are really popular, like, in our day.
Yeah, especially like, social media. Like, I feel like that's where they all start on social
media.
Oh,
they do start. They start in, like, the back fringes of social media. Yeah. And then they just grow and grow and grow on our social media.
And then people start to actually believe them.
Yeah,
and
people
then
believe
form
them.
Groups. and then it just becomes, like, so popular. It's just, like...
it's crazy.
How
honestly.
Is this happening?
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, that's probably enough talk, though, about like why people believe conspiracy theories.
All right.
You know?
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Ready to be shocked.
Because I have no idea about this lizard people. Like,
it's quite
conspiracy theories. It's kind of weird. They're elite. I know that.
Yeah.
Apparently. And they're here to dominate the world. So.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that. All right. So, first off, I must acknowledge, it can also be called the reptilian conspiracy.
The reptilian, okay.
Which
kind of makes sense because lizards are reptile.
Yeah. So, they have a very weird name. So, the lizard people, you don't refer to them as lizard people. You can call them Anunnaki.
Anunnaki. I
think.
Okay.
I think that's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just guessing here. Yep. And basically, it's become very popular in the last decade. Because more and more people are just getting into it, being like, yes, there are lizard people.
There are lizard people.
And I'm just like,
my goodness. You
right
know what?
Then.
This is probably a conspiracy theory that I've never heard of. Do you know, like, you hear, like, those common ones? But this, like, lizard people and reptilian conspiracy theory.
Yeah,
I've actually never heard of it.
A 2013 study published by Public Policy Polling found that 4% of Americans believed.
4%?
Which, wow. I mean, it doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a lot of people. There's a lot of
people. It's still a lot of people. Yeah, and America's a big population.
Yeah, like, imagine that. Yeah, so 4% of Americans, yes. Maybe even more now.
But Americans do love conspiracy theories. Like, they are, like, whoa, I don't know. Yeah. They believe a lot of weird stuff, weird and crazy stuff, you know?
So, when looking at this conspiracy, we just must acknowledge that there are, like, different varying theories about it, right? Okay, so the main beliefs. So there's main beliefs. One is that there's a race of reptilian people, aka lizard people. Right. Main belief, lizard people exist. Okay? Now, the second one, we've already discussed this, they're vying for world domination, trying to take over the world. Yeah, take over the world. Now, there's three different theories of where they've come from. So the first one is that they're just from Earth. They're just a different race from Earth. They're here. Now the second one is that they came from space.
They came from space?
Yeah, that's the second theory of where they came from. And now the third one is they started on Earth. They went to space.
They went to space.
And now they're back on Earth. So I'm not really sure which one to believe, because I feel like it's very weird. Because, like, if they think about it, if they were, like, on Earth, there must be, like, two different races then, like the lizard people and normal people. Who knows? Anyway.
So they don't exactly know then where they originated from, these lizard people.
No, not at all.
Well, I don't know. I think I like the one that they came from space. That kind of sounds funny.
It sounds like alien type stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and basically, these people are evil, vying for world domination, wanting to take over our race, infiltrating the humans.
Well, as you say they've already infiltrated our...
Yes, they've already infiltrated us.
According to this conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys think, but that's a bit...
Yeah, so...
Weird.
David Icke. I think that's how his last name. Yep. I'm not 100% sure. But, so, he was a former soccer player who at the age of 21, like, formed arthritis. So, I don't know, just a little interesting fact about him. And his ideas are a bit prejudiced and problematic about the whole situation. They don't, like, 100% make sense. But in 1998, he released a book called The Biggest Secret, which was about the lizard people, all right? Whoa, scary stuff,
That's so weird that he was a former soccer player as well.
I know, it's like, kind of weird. Like, it's like,
who came up with a theory like this?
You have to be careful about those soccer players, man.
Yeah, obviously. They come up with conspiracy theories like this. Yeah.
So, in his book, he interviewed two people. And these, I'm not sure, they don't really get named who these two people are, but these two people... like, are, like, firm. They're, like, the British royal family are lizard people. They are not human. They were, like, firm, like, arguing, like, so much. They're, like...
But what's their evidence? That's what I'm, like, thinking. Like, what is your evidence of that these people are actually lizard people?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Because I'm very interested, because I'm, like, I don't see
how because it's, like, how do you just make this up?
How do you have proof that that's a thing?
And, also, in his book, he claimed that not only the royal family, but George W. Bush, Henry Kissinger, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and Bob Hope are all lizard people. There are more that we'll get to in a second. But on top of this, not only are they just lizard people, but Icke, like, is firm that they are, like, responsible for, like, tragic events, or just events in general in the world, such as Princess Diana's death.
Which is another conspiracy theory.
JFK's assassination.
They got another conspiracy theory.
And 9/11.
And another conspiracy theory. So basically, the big events of the
world. Yeah, so they're like, they're just trying to ruin the world. They're trying to blame on other people.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Very, very crazy.
My goodness.
Okay, so the Anunnaki, that's definitely not how I said it before, but the people, I'm just calling them lizard people, they are prehistoric aliens.
So like dinosaurs?
Yes. Dinosaurs, they've been here for a long time. Mm-hmm. And apparently this is where it gets confusing, because it might seem like they come from space, not Earth. Because it says they originated from the Orion, Sirius, and Draco constellations. I'm pretty sure that's not how you say them, so I do apologize. Mm-hmm. But that's how they came from. And then apparently they created, like, their reptilian/human hybrid thing.
Who eat people's blood and turn into humans, but are actually lizard people. That is crazy.
That's the only way that they become lizard people is, like, drinking human blood. Which, in a way, I'm like, was this guy, like, obsessed with vampires?
Yeah. That's more of a vampire vibe than I would say lizard people.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Lizards don't actually, like...
They don't drink blood, do they?
No.
I've not. That's really weird.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he says that all previous presidents, prime ministers, have either been lizard people, like, previously to their rule or whatever, or they've been infiltrated to become one during their reign of... Right. Reign is probably the wrong word to use, but their rule.
Yes, when they've achieved the power of being the president or whatever.
Yeah, and they've been in, like, high offices since the ancient times.
Right.
So imagine, like, Tutankhamun could have been a lizard person.
Oh, Tutankhamun, man, imagine that.
He was very weird.
Yes.
He didn't look very good, because, you know, not good stuff happened.
Not good stuff
If you're interested, search up, like, on Google, just be like, what does the real Tutankhamun look like? And you'll see what we're saying.
It's like, it is...
It's very weird.
Yeah, normally the Tutankhamun...
He's like...
Is very, like,
very young handsome
and handsome boy. You know, yeah.
No. Look it up.
He doesn't look
very weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes.
Now, this is the evidence.
Yes, let's get to this evidence, because I'm
claim.
Very skeptical of this lizard people conspiracy theory, man.
Okay. So, first thing to note is this is probably their strongest claim.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it is quite weird if you think about it otherwise.
Yeah.
So, basically, if you look at all, like, the political leaders and some, like, CEOs and stuff, a lot of them are actually related. Like, distantly, but they're related.
Yes,
to each other. Mm-hmm. So, I have examples. So, apparently, President Barack Obama, he was a distant cousin of the Bushes, Gerald Ford, Lyndon B. Johnson, Harry Truman, James Madison, and Winston Churchill.
Distant cousins.
All of those people.
To Winston Churchill? My goodness.
I know.
That is crazy.
Like,
that's actually crazy to think about. What?
Yeah, like, distant cousins, but still cousins. And another example is Franklin Roosevelt.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. He was distantly related to 11 other U.S. presidents.
No way.
Like, that's crazy.
11? That's insane.
So this includes Madison, Van Buren, Harrison, Taylor, Grant, Taft, and the other Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was even fifth cousins with his own wife. So they're all related.
Wow.
So, like, the argument is, like, they all just come from this reptilian bloodline. And
they're just so elite
that they all just get into power.
Right. Yeah, so they're family that have just spread, basically.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, exactly. Wow. My goodness. Yeah. That's really weird to think about.
So they're part of a ancient reptilian bloodline. I mean, I feel like that's what, like, the Egyptians and the British did, the French did. Like, they all try to keep it in, like...
Keep it in their families, you know.
Family. Yeah. So, I mean, it does make sense, kind of, in terms of that.
Yeah, but it's still, like, it's still very weird, though, to be like, oh, this is my evidence. I don't think that's, like, pure evidence that it's, like, they're lizard people, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. Of this old...
Yeah. Let's just say... That's the only evidence to back up their claims, really.
That's the only evidence.
Well, there is another thing that they were like, sometimes presidents and stuff, they just act really weird, so they're not actually human. That was like another thing.
Okay. But everyone like, acts weird though.
Like, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's not a very like good evidence.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very well supported. So that was like the main thing why they think they're all like lizard people.
Mm-hmm.
That and like they act weird. And also we'll get to like the looks in like right now.
Mm-hmm. The looks.
But even that is like a bit dodgy.
Yes.
Okay. Right. All right. So comes to the time of how to spot a lizard person. All right.
Can you tell me? Because I need to know how I can spot these lizard people around me.
Yeah. So Ick has like a forum on his website. And this is where we have found this information about the physical features of a lizard person.
Yeah. So what are the physical features? Okay.
So there is obvious signs. So these are like the obvious things that like everyone will know how to spot a lizard. Okay. They have forked tongue.
Forked tongue.
A forked tongue. They have blue or green scales.
They have blue or green scales, okay.
And they lay eggs.
And they lay eggs.
But the thing is, that's just a lizard, right?
Yes, that's like a normal lizard. I'm like,
obvious science. Yes. No, one really looks like that unless, you know, weird plastic surgery things. Maybe they're
metamorphosing into the lizard.
But, okay, so according to Alien Hub, these are like the real things to spot like a human lizard person. Like, I feel like the ones before are more just how to spot a lizard, really.
Yes,
but the alien lizards, okay. But now these are the ones that are like how to spot a human lizard person. Mm-hmm. Okay, are you ready? We're gonna check off and see how many you have to see if you're a lizard person.
Yes,
okay. They have green or hazel eyes.
Oh, I've got that. I've got green and hazel eyes. Maybe I'm a lizard person, you know.
No. They have extremely good eyesight and hearing. Do you have extremely
good eyesight? I don't have good eyesight because neither. I have to wear some Ortho-K's
contacts
in my eyes, basically. So good, yes, hearing. That's a tick. Well, not
I would
a tick
say
for me.
You don't have good hearing.
Me, you would say that. I have great hearing. Thank you very much. No.
Sometimes I say something to her, she just doesn't understand me.
Mm-hmm.
Just no. So we'll just check that as a no. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is unexplained scars on your body, like just random
scars.
Things.
I don't have that
many
scars.
Unexplained scars.
I have to be honest with you. No, I'm pretty good. I think.
Yeah, same. Same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next thing is love of space or science. Now this girl,
I love science. This is me to a D.
You've already checked two of the boxes.
Two of them. I've got two out of four so far. That's a bit like, maybe I've been turned into a lizard person. Do you know that?
Yeah. Okay, next thing is UFO connections. Do you have connections with UFOs?
Well, if I did, I wouldn't tell you, would I?
Oh!
No, I don't. I don't know any UFO connections whatsoever.
Okay. Next is low blood pressure.
Low blood pressure?
Do you have low blood pressure?
Not that I know of. No,
yeah, neither.
I don't think
I don't know how you check that, unless you go to the doctor.
Yeah. I think I have normal blood pressure.
That's good.
So,
Okay, this one we're going to test. Do you have a smile where your bottom teeth show? So, smile? No. Do you guys have that?
Do you have a... with your bottom teeth showing?
Yeah, so like... I know it's a bit random, eh? But your smile, if your bottom teeth show... That's a box text. Eyes that vary in size. Are your eyes the same size? I think so.
As far as I know, my eyes have been the same. Yeah, your eyes look
the same.
They look the same, man.
Okay.
I can't say that they look bigger or smaller.
Yep. Eyes with abnormally sized pupils. I feel like they're fine.
Yeah, my eyes. Yep.
You still have two out of...
I know. I still have two out of however many there are.
This
there.
One we don't relate to, but having reddish hair.
So basically, if you're ginger, if you're a lizard person,
then
oh my
well,
goodness.
I think you don't have to have all of these, but like if you check a lot of them off, then it's more likely.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have ginger hair,
no,
or red hair. And then finally, a sense of not belonging. It's a bit deep.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like
a bit much. I feel like
wow. Okay.
Maybe. You know? So
that's...
let us know how many you have out of that list. Mm-hmm. You have two.
I have two. Yeah. See if you have more
what did
than
I
me.
Have? Let me
know?
See. I would have none.
You have no, you've got eyes. Your eyes aren't like you've got one.
Yeah, but wait, what? My eyes are not hazel.
No, in terms of bad eyesight and hearing.
No, but you have to have good eyesight and hearing.
Oh, you have to have good, not bad, right.
Like extremely good. Yeah.
Oh, I misread that. I think my brain went, you have to have bad.
I don't check any of them. So, I mean, I'm not really that into spatial science, so.
My goodness, I take two of them. That's
I could be a lizard person, guys. Man.
I could definitely be a lizard person.
Okay, so on one of X forums, this user called UFO Chick, she said that what makes a lizard person a lizard person is something that we just don't understand. So even if you know all these like features, but you still like, you just don't know. You just can't tell. Apparently UFO Chick can. So
she must be a lizard person. UFO Chick can tell if, so maybe I should give her a call up and be like, hey, am I a lizard person? Maybe she'll say yes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
More about David Icke. Basically, I told you, he was a soccer player, got arthritis at 21. He then joined the Green Party in 1980s as their spokesperson, but then later got banned. I'm not really sure why, but probably because he was crazy. Because straight away, after that, he went and toured America telling people that he was the son of the lizard godhead. So he himself is
telling that he is the part of this lizard people conspiracy
theory. Yeah, he's the son of, like, must be their leader or something.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's what he went and told people all about it. And then he wrote his book and all this
and exposing everyone.
exposing people and it's weird because, like, his theory is a bit, like, anti-Semitic. And also, he says that he's a Holocaust denier.
Oh, another thing that he's like, he's going after all the conspiracy theories, honestly. Yeah. His theory is about, like literally saying everything is bad about these other conspiracy theories or reasons why these conspiracy theories happened or didn't happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he was saying, like, the Holocaust thing, he was saying either the Jews funded it all or it didn't happen. And I'm like, are you okay? Do you know what you're talking about?
He obviously has not listened to Unearthed and realized that
how silly it is.
He's insane. to think that.
Very, very weird. Okay, this one is also part of their evidence in a way. Basically, in 2013, scientists at the National Academy of Science conducted a study and it found that we have certain neurons in our brain that like only respond to snakes, so like reptiles. But basically the thing is though, these neurons were vital for our ancestors because it like alerted that something, they're in danger from the snakes.
Yes,
right.
Okay,
which makes sense. And these neurons are just still in our brain, but we don't really need to use them that often unless you're like bushwalking or something, right?
Yes.
And then also there was another study in 2014 that used the EEG machines that track like your brain activity, and like when the participants were shown pictures of snakes, they could like see the brain activity, like all these neurons. But I'm like, that just tells you what we already knew about it. But it also
that's also normally our brains, like our brains do submit like have pathways and in our brains that tell us to respond to certain environmental conditions and stuff.
Exactly.
So that's not really, I wouldn't say that's really hard proof that they're a lizard person, because we all our brains function to tell us signals and stuff like that of like, you need to, it's like when you're like, you know, when you're like in a position of like, where there's something you fear or something, like you're on high alert. Like, some people are scared of snakes. Like,
yeah, that's what this is saying. It's like, it could just suggest that we're naturally scared of reptiles and snakes, and therefore we're paranoid about lizard people.
And
so that could, like, be an explanation in a way. So, like, we're just paranoid about it because we're so scared that, like, we could just, like, believe that there's lizard people because, you know.
So that is so weird. What do you guys think of
lizard
people?
Are lizard people real? Are you a lizard person? I feel like you only know yourself.
Yes.
I can say I'm not a lizard person.
Yeah, I've got two, apparently.
Yeah, I got zero, so I'm definitely not a lizard person. You,
two conditions, apparently, that make me a lizard person or might make me a lizard person.
Yeah, so let
so
us
maybe
know.
I am. I don't know.
Are you a lizard person? Do you believe this?
Just what are your thoughts? Know. Yeah.
Yeah, and also, don't forget to tune in next week because we're going to be unearthing another conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. You'll have to wait and see what it is. But I hope you enjoyed this first episode of our conspiracy theory series. So please like,
subscribe,
download,
and tell all your friends.
This has been Unearthed with AZ and Nicole.
See you next time.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777,
and Facebook at /ActiveFM.